This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight.
You want to walk off set?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Why Will Smith turned to therapy after the Fresh Prince reunion.
The sensation I feel is, it's just heavy.
Then.
I wasn't sober, like, over the last couple months.
Miley Cyrus confesses to a sobriety setback and drunk dialing an ex.
I have a problem with the decisions I make once I go past that level.
Plus,
cover me in daisies.
Who's performing at the AMAs this weekend? We're with host Taraji P. Henson.
It's gonna be a big show.
And our Garth Brooks exclusive.
I got friends in ho-ho places.
His holiday TV takeover and why he's eating for 20 this Thanksgiving.
ET starts right now.
My eyes glow like a raccoon. They sometimes
Your
do.
Your eyes look spectacular.
I mean, it still gives you chills.
Yeah.
The Fresh Prince reunion moment that led Will Smith and Janet Hubert on the path to forgiveness. Thanks for joining us tonight. Allison Sweeney is here as our co-host today. I mean, I feel like we could all exhale after that.
Wasn't it just so special? And for them to include the fans, we got to be a part of that experience. I was crying. Oh, I just loved every minute of it.
I think a lot of people cried, but
did they?
There was so much we didn't get to see.
I had been banished, and they said it was you who banished me because I didn't laugh at your jokes.
Will, fighting doesn't solve anything.
They ordered me to stay in my room. I couldn't come out on the stage. We lost our house. I lost everything. Reputation, everything.
It's just heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just heavy. My body's shaking a little. The sensation I feel is, that's not who I want to be.
Will was left visibly emotional after rewatching how their 27-year Fresh Prince feud affected Janet's life.
There's nobody on earth that would say, I hurt them that bad.
Will took himself to a Red Table Talk therapy session. He says his own childhood trauma fed into his animosity towards Janet.
My father was violent. So a part of the whole creation of Will Smith was to make sure that my father was entertained enough not to hurt my mother.
Look at you. Oh my goodness, you are a man.
That was the plan.
With Janet, I needed mommy to think I was great. And then once I realized that she didn't, my dragon woke up.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry too. You still feel like my...
Like I'm little?
Yeah. Yes.
You're still my Aunt Viv.
Will and Janet's reconciliation led to a cast-wide reunion on the set of the HBO Max special. The cast told me what the viewers couldn't hear when the two Aunt Vivs met for the first time.
Daphne got up. You kind of made a gesture, and you said, come say hi to your family. The way you held her and held her face.
And in conversation with her later, I told her, I have to apologize to you, but I'm glad you weren't on the show so I could be there. And I said, I'm sorry.
You know, we all just need to say thank you to Will and the entire Fresh Prince crew for giving us the best gift of 2020. All right, meanwhile, Miley Cyrus is getting some things off her chest too. Miley getting candid about her relationships and her struggle to stay sober in a new interview.
But it's been a long time since I felt this good. I now am back on sobriety, 2 weeks sober. Listen, I wasn't sober over the last couple months.
Miley makes her shocking revelation on The Zane Lowe Show. The episode premieres Monday on Apple Music One. But did alcohol cause the 27-year-old to drunk dial an ex?
I don't have a problem with drinking. I have a problem with the decisions I make once I go past that level of, right. you know, I get dialing, you know, the numbers and reaching out to people that I've detached from purposely. I become very impulsive.
Yeah.
Miley's not nominated for an AMA this year, but Sunday star-studded show will be Katy Perry's first performance since Baby Daisy. We'll also see Bieber sing and The Weeknd, but host Taraji P. Henson is excited to see this mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez and Maluma. I can't wait to see that.
Yes.
It's going to be a big show.
There's a little bit of breaking news. One of the crew members tested positive for COVID. Will that affect anything in any way?
Oh, no, not at all. Everybody's been tested. I've tested every day this week.
How is everything going? Because last time we talked, you were struggling a little bit, but dealing with the pandemic.
What's going on with the wedding planning?
It's a mess. Yeah, I'm cool now. I'm much better, just put it that way.
Last month, Taraji announced she called off her wedding and split with her fiancé of 2 years, Kelvin Hayden. It was right after she went on a much-needed 50th birthday girls trip to Mexico.
I felt myself slipping, and so I was like, you know what I'm not going to do is let 50 happen to me. Get control of this mental and not be like, you getting old, don't nobody care, no, you ain't working. Well, duh, no one's working, it's COVID. So I felt that coming, and then I called my trainer, and I was like, let's make it happen.
Not that bad. You get down here and do it.
I don't have those low lows anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody out there that might be going through this darkness, like literally working out with people, when you hear that, it really works.
And don't worry, you don't look a day over 30. You're good.
You don't either. Whatever your face cream is, honey, send some to me. Yes.
Let's stay with the same theme and talk about a 17-time AMA winner, our good friend, Mr. Garth Brooks. Gotta ask you, what's Trisha been cooking?
Thanksgiving's coming. The old Thanksgiving tradition is she's gonna cook for 20 people.
Yeah.
And the new tradition is gonna be me.
Just you. I love that. Do you have a plan for your 15th wedding anniversary?
Well, probably wouldn't without, but now COVID. We'll figure out what we're gonna do as long as we're together.
Tell me something, girl.
Garth and Trisha also got together for an entirely new version of Shallow for Garth's long-awaited studio album, Fun, that dropped today.
How excited were you to include this?
I was excited. They started talking about putting it on the record, and so, so we'll cut it for the record. It ain't ever going to make the record. And then when Miss Yearwood did her thing, it was like, now to not put it on a record, I think would be a crime.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in.
Garth and Trisha are packing a lot into the pandemic. Next month, a holiday special for CBS.
Remember Christmas, holiday season. I mean, it could be I got friends in ho-ho places.
I got friends.
And Fun isn't the only album Garth dropped today. He also released this epic live album, Triple Live Deluxe.
It is almost like being in a concert.
Under old. If there's ever been a thing that makes you miss it even more,
mm-hmm.
it's Triple Live record.
Have you already envisioned the tour or where you're going to pick up the tour?
Yeah, man. You know me. We've envisioned the wheelchair and walker tour in 20 years.
Listen, Garth isn't joking because he'll be out on tour and the thunder rolls and moving that walker. And
we'll all still be there watching.
That's exactly right. All right, let's go from music to movies.
Jurassic World Dominion had a lot of starts and stops due to the pandemic, but they were actually able to finally finish filming.
I know, and it's a good thing. Right before the movie's leading lady, Bryce Dallas Howard, we know her dad, Oscar-winning director Ron Howard, is very happy she's home.
She's writing, producing, just finished Jurassic World. Her family's healthy. She just tested negative. She's back in the family bubble after coming back from England. She's doing well.
This father-daughter duo sure knows how to stay busy. Right now, Ron's latest project, Hillbilly Elegy, is getting award show buzz. The film, starring Amy Adams and Glenn Close, tells the true story of a family dealing with addiction and the struggles of poverty.
I think it's very human to think about those things.
Family's the only thing that means a...
That idea of like family legacy. Amy, do you think about that now?
I want to make sure that I'm not leaving a legacy of damage with my child based on my own insecurities or my own challenges.
I think my legacy is my daughter, and she's not like me. She is strong where I'm not. That's what I'm proud of.
Be happy.
Glenn and Amy are almost unrecognizable in the film that's in theaters and on Netflix Tuesday.
I heard a little rumor that you guys had names for your wigs. Is that true?
Wigs take on a life of their own. They really do. They have good days and bad days.
I did name my wig. I said, I feel like I have a beaver sitting on my head. I was so hot. And so that's how she got nicknamed Beaverly.
Oh, you know me. I always land on my feet.
And we've got more movie news. Brad Pitt's next leading lady, Gaga, the big role that could bring the singer back to the big screen. Then, our TV Icons Week continues.
It's like winning the lottery to have something like Home Improvement.
Patricia Richardson on the highs and lows of starring in Home Improvement.
Oh man, did I have an education there.
And hey, Allison, get ready for our holiday cheer hot seat.
I am so ready.
Plus, we've got a surprise rock star stopping by.
Wait, what? Who is it?
Well, I can't spoil it yet. Stay tuned.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper had everyone in their feelings singing Shallow in A Star Is Born, but now Gaga may be moving on with another Brad Pitt. She is in talks to star opposite Brad in the action thriller Bullet Train. But right now, this is the duo you're gonna see. Me and my guest co-host, Allison Sweeney, star of Hallmark's new movie, Good Morning Christmas, airing Wednesday. Tell us all about this movie. We need a Christmas movie. You're bringing one. Talk
to me about it. I love a good Christmas movie. Isn't it just the best feel good?
The best.
I know. And so what's really fun about this movie is I play a morning talk show host.
Okay.
With my co-star Mark Blucas.
All right.
And yeah, we don't get along at the beginning. There's some ruffled feathers. And then, you know, of course, they realize that their differences are helping each other be better.
Now, you and your husband, Dave, just celebrated your 20th wedding anniversary. E.T. was there when you guys got married.
You are there!
That's right, so
oh my gosh,
we're gonna show you a little something over here.
I don't know, I feel great. I'm sort of in a daze still. I'm not sure it's real.
I haven't quite figured this thing out yet. Not quite adjusted to it fully, but
He will
get used to it. Yeah, she'll make sure I'll get used to it real quickly, I have a feeling.
I'd say he got used to it. What do you think?
I think it worked out. I can't believe that was really special. Thank you.
What's your favorite memory from that day?
The way we know each other is that his dad and my mom are both violinists, and they both performed at our wedding together. They played a violin concerto duet.
Well, we have a little clip. That is beautiful.
My mom is retired now, and my father-in-law, to see them playing together, it's just such a special... It was such a special moment then, and to celebrate it now is just incredible. My mom looks so great. Oh, my gosh, that was amazing. Those two violins are how Dave and I met, and we have two beautiful children, and we've been married 20 years, and... That was such a special day, and this has been quite a year.
Well, Allie, you have been in this business a long time, and so has this iconic TV mom, Patricia Richardson.
We want you to start tomorrow.
The surprising way she got her Home Improvement role and the TV son she sees in politics.
I said you should be president of the United States.
Then, The Amazing Race for Dogs, a look at the new show hosted by Lindsay Vonn.
Lucy had a little bit of a thing for the golden retriever, Jax.
Yeah, go, Lucy. You're famous. It's my famous girl.
Lindsay Vonn and her little lady Lucy made their Times Square billboard debut. It's all for a new competition series, but Lindsay is also generating headlines for another reason. You seem to have clapped back a little bit at some of the haters online.
I get frustrated with the whole concept that everyone has to be perfect and, you know, this is the perfect body type and on Instagram everything has to be filtered and, you know, photoshopped, and it's like I think we just need to give the message out there that everyone is perfect in their own way.
Well said, and thank you for being who you are.
Love it or hate it, this is me. Yeah.
The three-time Olympic medalist was supposed to marry professional hockey player PK Subban back in July, but their plans were postponed due to the pandemic.
I was definitely disappointed with that, but you know, PK and I had a great opportunity during COVID to spend more time together. I think it grew our relationship even more.
Lindsay says her three pups will take part in the I Do's when they happen. Until then, she and her dog Lucy are hosting The Pack, streaming now on Amazon Prime. It's kind of like The Amazing Race, but with dogs and their owners.
They taught us all these fun dog tricks. They taught really about getting your dog out of the comfort zone.
Here we go.
We rappelled down a waterfall. We ziplined. We went hot air balloon.
All right, talk to me a little bit about these canine romances that I've been led to believe that are happening on the show.
Showmance did start with my dog and another contestant's dog. I was kind of upset about that. I felt like my daughter just like left me for some boy.
We did it, no!
Lucy had a little bit of a thing for the golden retriever Jax, and they had a little moment in Italy, like a little Lady and the Tramp action, which was incredibly cute.
Listen, Lucy is living her best dog life. Get this, she has not one, but two passports.
Which is crazy, but at least she can travel right now, because we can't, right?
Right.
All right, let's jump to the 90s. And you know what, Allison? Back in the 90s, you were killing it on Days of Our Lives.
Well, it's true. I was keeping busy, but actress Patricia Richardson spent that decade with Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
And we're wrapping up our iconic leading ladies of the 90s series with Home Improvement's TV Mom.
Tim, do you ever listen to me? It was the last thing that I said in bed to you last night.
No, I believe, if you recall, the last thing you said to me in bed last night was, no!
You're thinking of tonight.
I didn't audition for it. I mean, they just came in, they said, we want you to start tomorrow and come in and replace somebody. It was, turns out to be Francis Fisher, who's now my good friend.
You want to groove with me?
What did you think of the show?
I didn't know anything. They called me and they said, there's this guy, he's a stand-up. This guy, I never heard of him. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to do a sitcom. I don't want to play a mother. This sucks.
That is a man's dishwasher.
When did you realize that you two would have this magical chemistry?
Immediately, I loved him.
Home Improvement was a hit from the beginning, but the downside of success? The tabloids started body-shaming Patricia, who had given birth to twins the same year the series started.
This was my first experience with tabloids. Oh man, did I have an education there? They said the producers made me keep the weight on. I was like, how are they making me keep weight on? Do they come to my house and force feed me?
Hi, E.T.
With 204 episodes, the show is still a big hit on Amazon Prime, and Patricia's still close to her TV son, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
When Jonathan was first on the show, and I knew how smart he was, I would say, what do you want to do when you grow up? And he would say, I don't know, maybe I'll be a politician. I said, you should be president of the United States.
Patricia Richardson.
Home Improvement ended after season 8. One reason? The real-life mom of three felt the show and her character of Jill Taylor had run its course.
So then they went to Tim, and they said, let's do it with dead Jill. And then Tim was like, I don't think we can do that. So then he went out and said, oh, I think it's time to end Home Improvement.
Have we met before?
Vaguely familiar.
Mark. 15 years later, Tim and Patricia reunited when she guest starred on Last Man Standing, but Pat believes Tim will always hold his Home Improvement family close to his heart.
He loved Tim Taylor. And Tim Taylor was this happily married man with his great boys and great life. And so he wanted that show to go on forever. There was one part of him, I think, that just wanted to stay in that marriage and have those kids and be in this fantasy life. And that's why he has Last Man Standing. Because when that ended, he had to have some version of that to keep going on.
It was so great talking to Patricia. All right, coming up, a surprise guest you do not want to miss.
Or kiss.
Oh, wow.
See what I did there?
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Monday on E.T.
It's E.T. at the AMAs.
From J-Lo to J.B. Plus, Katy Perry's first performance since Baby. Then,
Kevin!
Melissa McCarthy's Hollywood Love Triangle.
Melissa's made out with lots of guys.
That's before I started acting. Hey, yo!
Monday on E.T.
Listen, Allie, thanks so much for joining us. And by the way, make sure you check out her Hallmark movie, Good Morning Christmas. It premieres next Wednesday. Meanwhile, can we bring out now our very, very special surprise guest? Look who it is, the one and only Gene Simmons. Gene, what's up?
I'm deliriously happy. Good to see you guys. Good to see anybody.
Tell us why you're here, because there's a very special reason.
Okay, first of all, one of you has to wear these shades because the sun never sets on planet cool. I noticed she didn't give it to you.
Oh, man, you notice how she kept it.
Kiss is here to make life a little bit better. We want to bring cheer. We're going to shake the heavens, and you can see it live New Year's Eve around the world. We're going to stream it wherever you are. Stay at home. Be safe. Join the biggest, baddest party. Kiss is going to be live from Dubai in your living room.
Okay, Gene, I have to ask you, though, how excited are you to get back on stage?
Oh, I can't wait.
Tickets are on sale now. Kiss 2020 Goodbye Concert from Dubai. It's going to be one heck of a party. We're going to say goodbye too, though, but get your tickets now.
Woo!
Thanks, Gene.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.